The excitement over the U.S.-China trade truce that caused the stock market to experience gains the past couple of days is all but gone today. The Dow plunged 799 points. The market volatility has head spinning as each day brings a new scenario. We're going to put this all in perspective. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with financial expert Mike Yoshikami. He's with Destination Wealth Management. Michael, we turn to you to help us put this in perspective. Tell us what it all means in the long term. There's no question it's been very volatile lately, right?
Well, in the long term, I think what listeners should be really focused on is understanding that volatility is going to be permanent. It's just not going away. There's just too many factors in the world right now to really take volatility to a level that people are really comfortable with.
I want to ask you about the impact of the president's comments one way or the other on this volatility that we're seeing. Is that factoring into this, Michael?
Yeah, you know, I think today probably that was not the issue. I think the issue today was bond yields on the 10-year Treasury actually went down. And the bond market is really, in a sense, predicting that the economy is going to be slower overall. That's why sometimes people say, watch what the bond market is saying. That gives you an idea what the future of the economy looks like. The bond market's pricing lower interest rates makes people worry that the economy is going to be slower, and obviously that affects stocks.
I want to ask you something more specific about the bond yield today. We're hearing some experts talk about the gap between the short and long-term Treasury rates and how that potentially portends poorly for the economy as a whole. Could you give us sort of a 101 explanation as to why that's a factor?
Yeah, so here's how this works. If you have what's a normal yield curve is, if you have a two-year bond, it might pay a certain rate. Let's just say 2%. A three-year bond pays 3%. A five-year bond pays 5%. In other words, the longer you go out, the higher the yield. When you start to have what's called flattening or an inversion of the yield curve, meaning that long-term rates get to be pretty close to short-term rates, it really is a sign that bond investors are concerned about the long-term growth of the economy. And that's why you look at the gap between the two-year and the 10-year. And as the two-year and 10-year gap changes, that gives you an indication of what the bond market's saying. And the stock market tends to pay attention to what bond investors are saying.
So you seem to be telling us that all the volatility is the new normal, and not to get freaked out about it. But for investors, if this indication with the bond market is real, shouldn't that affect how we invest in the future?
Well, I think, yes. I think that one should not ignore economic signals. Long-term, obviously, is much more focused on what returns are going to be over extended periods of time rather than short-term fluctuation. But I do think, in my opinion, that the economy is doing okay, but maybe not as great as some people hope. And I think there's really some room for caution as you invest. And just keep an eye on your investments. Don't get too excited. Don't get too risky out there. It's a volatile world, and there's still lots of headlines to come.
And Michael, one more question. Banks took it really hard today. Is that to be expected when there are concerns about the economy? I mean, you can connect those dots pretty clearly?
Yes, banks are going to be impacted by slower economic growth. Banks are going to be affected by a slowdown in the real estate market. So it really is an indication of the expectation for future economic activity.
Michael, thank you very much for spending time with us. Michael Yoshikami is with Destination Wealth Management.